Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? This is our place. This is the place where we meet together, where we go for long walks, where we talk to each other, where we cry together, where we laugh together, where we play together. Where are you? Why are you hiding from me? Why are you hiding from me? Don't you know how much I love you? I love you more than everything else I've created. Don't you know that you're my child? Don't you know that my heart beats for you? Why are you hiding from me? You think I don't know what you did? You think I don't know that you disobeyed me? You're ashamed because you're naked, don't you think? I know that you're naked. I made you that way. Why are you hiding from me? We ask the question how it's possible that God could ask us to seek Jesus. We are sinners. That passage of Scripture Mark just read for us, not a really happy passage. We're sinners. We're broken. More often than not, the things we speak tear down rather than build up. More often than not, we want horrors for our enemies, not salvation, not good things. More often than not, we are greedy and ambitious and selfish, more than we are kind and patient and loving. How could God expect us, sinners, to seek Jesus? He doesn't. God seeks us. God comes looking for us. From that first sin right there in the Garden of Eden, God goes looking for the sinners. Why are we hiding from him? Don't we know how much he loves us? He came looking for us thousands and thousands, millions of years ago. God came looking for us. He stepped outside of his throne. He walked away from heaven itself. He took a crown off his head. He put it down. He shed the robe of majesty. He put aside all of his dignity, everything else, to come and find us. He came and he lived among us. And some people saw him. Some people jumped out of their hiding places and said, "Here I am." And they were embraced by him. They were wrapped up by him. They were forgiven by him. They knew themselves to be acceptable, no matter what they'd done. But far too many people shouted out from their hiding places, "Go away. We don't want you here. We don't want you to see us. We'd rather stay in the darkness here. Go away. Leave us alone. Stay away. Don't you know how much I love you? Don't you know that you're my child? That my heart beats for you? Why are you hiding from me? Where are you?" Adam and Eve were ashamed and they hid. How many of us are hiding from God because we're ashamed? Because we think that we are somehow disgusting to God because of what we've done, maybe because of what's been done to us, things we've thought, things we've said, ways we've treated other people. We hide from God because we're ashamed to be seen by him. But let me tell you, he knows all that stuff. You don't have secrets from God. He's seen you at at your worst, and he still comes looking for you. He still calls out, "Where are you? Why are you hiding from me?" Maybe you're afraid. Maybe you've heard too many stories of this God of wrath and punishment who wants to smite you, who says you're going to have to pay for your crimes before I can love you. If you come out of your hiding spot, it's going to be worse for you. No, it was worse for Jesus. It's not worse for us. Because of that cross, because of what Jesus did over there, we can come out of our hiding places. We can come running to God and not have to fear the wrath of God, the punishment that God would rain down. Jesus put an end to all of that. Maybe you'd honestly rather stay in your hiding place because you're pretty sure that life is better there. You kind of know where things stand. All your ducks are lined up in a row. You've got control over things. Things are okay. If you come out of hiding, it could get very unpredictable. Maybe you think life is better in hiding. But God made you. God, who's the giver of life, isn't going to call you out of hiding if being there is better for you. He's got something more than you can even imagine for yourself. As great as things might be right now, they could be even greater. You think, well, I can't imagine anything greater. Well, guess what? God has a better imagination than you do. He's more creative than all of us put together. Just because we can't imagine something better doesn't mean he can't. Why are you hiding from me? Why are you hiding? My 4-year-old niece Natalia loves to hide. She's getting better at it. Mostly she's not very good at it. She throws a blanket over her head and she's hiding. She curls up in a ball under a bench and she's hiding. She loves it. Every time you leave the room, she goes and hides. You might be gone for 10 minutes before you come back, but she stays hidden. And then you have to give warning because she may have forgotten to hide. So you're coming, say, down the stairs. I'm coming back. And she runs off and hides. And then you come in, and whether you can see her or not, you pretend you can't. Where did Natalia go? I must have left her at school, or I can't seem to find her. Maybe a monster ate her. You know, we play this game. And she jumps out almost before you can start to look. She jumps out of her hiding spot. Here I am. And she runs to you with a big grin on her face. You see, for Natalia, the fun of the game is not actually the hiding. The fun of the game is being found. The fun isn't in the hiding. The great part of life is not the hiding. The great part of life is being found by God. We live our lives curled up like Adam and Eve, so concerned by our sin, by our brokenness, by all the ugly things that attach themselves to us, and we think, oh, I can't come out of here until I've got all that dealt with. You're going to be there forever because you can't deal with it. You can't shed that. You can't forgive yourself. You can't deal with the harm that you've done or the harm that's been done to you. It's only in the arms of God, who loves you, who calls you his child, who loves you more than everything he's ever created. It's only there that you can experience the freedom of forgiveness. God came looking for us. God went all the way to death looking for us, because that's where we lived. That's where some of us here still live, in a state of death. We kind of shield ourselves from it. We keep really, really busy. We make lots of money. We surround ourselves by lots and lots of things so that we can pretend like we're alive. But it all ends in death. You're just living till you die. God is the author of life. He went all the way to death to find us so that we don't have to stay there. But if we stay in hiding, we can't experience that incredible life. God's in this place. He's calling out, where are you? Why are you hiding from me? Where are you? I went to death looking for you. Won't you just jump up? Here I am. That's life. We're going to spend some time at the communion table this morning. This table is what it's all about. We come here month after month, and sometimes it's just a thing we do. We just, oh yeah, this is the time when we do this. I've heard little kids sometimes refer to it as, Emma, I think it was you who used to call this snack. she'd see the table set before us on Sunday and ask if this was snack Sunday. when I was little, I used to go into church, see the table set, and go, oh, it's going to be a long service. It didn't mean anything as kids. This is life. It's a little tiny piece of bread. You can hardly see it if you're sitting at the back. It's a little tiny cup of juice. And we could just focus on it's a little tiny cup of juice and a little tiny piece of bread. But it's what it represents. It represents God looking for us. God going all the way to death to find us. And when we eat this, when we drink this, it's not a snack. It doesn't do much to satisfy our hunger. But what it does is represent us jumping out of hiding, screaming out, here I am. I don't want to live in hiding anymore. I don't want to live burdened by my shame anymore. I don't want to keep beating myself up over all the things that I've done wrong. I don't want to keep running away every time I come close to seeing myself as I truly am. It represents us jumping up and saying, God, you went to death to find me. Here I am. You love me. God is in this place. Every Sunday we gather in this sanctuary. And God comes here ahead of us. He's calling out, where are you? Why are you hiding from me?